Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is ESPN Radio.
The Philadelphia Eagles, they were pretty good last season. They're going to be pretty good again this season. Let's bring in a guy who was drafted by them. Clay Harbor, former NFL tight end, joining us. And Clay, thanks so much for your time. Let's start here talking about Jalen Hurts. We've been talking about him a lot on the show today. And some people feel like Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback already in the league, or maybe second best just to Patrick Mahomes. That's how he was just voted across the league by other NFL players in the top 100. NFL players had voted Jalen Hurts the second best quarterback in the league and the third best player overall at any position. Are you surprised that he's already garnered that level of respect from the colleagues around the league?
The NFL is a what have you done for me lately league. I understand that Jalen Hurts has one season. He basically has 1 year of performing at the high level. But if you put his numbers up against anybody outside of Patrick Mahomes, I'll take Jalen Hurts. After he got A.J. Brown, he turned into a different player. I mean, the guy is great in the pocket. He's great out the pocket. He runs his own read as good as any quarterback I've ever seen in the history of the game. And that's why that running game is so effective. He is really the captain of that ship. And I think they go as far as he takes. And the performance he had in the Super Bowl, I thought was one of the, besides the fumble, the ball he dropped, was one of the best performances I've ever seen a quarterback have. I think it's a what have you done for me lately league. You look at how he finished last season, where he led the Eagles, the best team in the league throughout the whole season. I think it's fair. I know Joe Burrow, you know, might have an argument. Obviously, Josh Allen might have an argument. But if you put his numbers up against Joe Burrow, his rating is even better than Joe Burrow. And that's not including all the stuff he does running the football. So I know I may be a little biased. I was drafted by the Eagles. I was just at training camp in Philadelphia watching them play and just really blown away by how he's even improved this year and hearing his coach Nick Sirianni say some great things about him. But I think it's well-deserved.
Describe what you saw in camp, because anybody we've talked to that's been to Eagles camp, they're more surprised when a ball isn't complete, when a ball hits the ground, compared to the jaw-dropping wow plays that we've become accustomed to. So what did you see? What stood out to you watching this Eagles team, starting with Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, for sure, Ian. And I've had a great way to kind of check them against some other teams, because I've been at Chicago Bears camp for the previous 10 days, and I think the Bears have improved greatly. I think Justin Fields has improved greatly, and they're going to have a much bigger year from him. But just going to Philadelphia and seeing the way Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts have that connection. I'll even throw in Dallas Goedert. It's incredible. No balls are hitting the ground. I'm looking at A.J. Brown. Who's this new tight end they got, man? This guy's big. He looks athletic. I mean, that's A.J. Brown. He looks even bigger than he was last year. He's 6'2", 225, 30 pounds, and just routing up these defensive backs. And it was impressive to see Devontae Smith is just so fast, so quick, so good with the ball. And Dallas Goedert. I'm on the field afterwards talking to some of my old teammates like Jason Kelce, Lane Johnson, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, who are still in Philadelphia. I look behind me, it's Dallas Goedert. I go, is this the guy from Happy Gilmore, the guy that's been in the golf club? I believe that belongs to Mr. Gilmore. Dallas Goedert is big, too. He's 6'5", 260 pounds. He's catching everything in sight. So he's got some weapons, and they are on a trajectory already in training camp to where they're going to do some special things this year.
Special things this year is a scary proposition, because they certainly did some very special things last year. Clay Harbor, former NFL tight end, joining us. He was just at Eagles training camp, drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles. So you think they're going to be special again this year? I think most people, Clay, think that, right? Most people have them as the favorites in the NFC. Who is that team that you think could give them a run for their money? Because it kind of feels like Eagles and everybody else, but somebody has to be in that NFC championship other than just Philadelphia.
if Dak stops throwing picks, I think the Cowboys are in a good position. I mean, they got, you know, you bring in Brandon Cooks, you still got Michael Gallup, you got CeeDee Lamb, and I think, you know, Ezekiel Elliott, great running back, but I think he's addition by subtraction. He's getting up there. He's got a little gray in his beard. So I think they got a good team, and obviously you can't forget about Micah Parsons coming off that edge. So the Cowboys, if Dak stops throwing picks, are a team that does scare me as an Eagles fan and someone that covers the Eagles. But this Eagles D-line, I mean, they just reloaded. Watching Nolan Smith out there, I think he's going to have an immediate impact. He's got to get stronger, but his speed rush already looks up to par. Jalen Carter was looking strong, and if there's one word I can use to describe him, it would be violent. I really like what they've done with that D-line. Brandon Graham is, I think he found the fountain of youth because he's getting younger. We were drafted in the same class. I'm waking up with back pain. This guy's still going through training camp. I've been really impressed with this defensive line the Eagles have, and I think they're going to really even ramp it up from what they did last year when they had 70 sacks in 1 year.
Harbor, you've been around some great players, and the NFL, you know, networks just really, they finalized, as Amber mentioned, for people just tuning in, their top 100 players list compiled by current players in the NFL. You played with Drew Brees in New Orleans. What's that like when you go into a camp and you are playing with one of the all-time greats? What's that like for anybody playing with a Mahomes or a Herbert or an Allen or a Hurts right now from a skill position type player when you get into that room with what you know is a great quarterback?
Man, you really know and you find out quick why these guys are a great quarterback. I remember early in my career in Jacksonville, I had some young quarterbacks, and a quick story, one of those young quarterbacks, I'm not going to mention the name, you go out to California in the offseason, you know, wherever the quarterback is to throw and get on the same page before training camp. I remember going out to Cali with this young quarterback in Jacksonville, and we were supposed to have like 4 days of training. You know, I fly out there. The quarterback ends up going out one night, having a few too many beers. We miss a day. We our field was off like the next day. Some high school kids were playing on it, and we only got 1 day of training. The next year, Drew gives me that. I was just happy to get the invite. It was me and Kobe Fleener get invited out to San Diego, California, where Drew's from. Picked us up every morning at 6 a.m. to take us to the field. And then we run routes. He had a script of routes that we ran, not one more, not one less. I remember catching the ball and bringing it back to him and setting it on the ground. He goes, Clay, don't set the ball on the ground. I don't want to bend over more than I have to. I'm like, oh, Drew, sorry, man. Hand me the ball. Like, that's how meticulous this guy was about what he did. He had his training. He had his massages. And he set us up. He bought a first-class flight. He set us up at a five-star hotel just to go out and throw with him for 4 days before training camp. That's how meticulous these guys are. You saw the Netflix quarterback documentary, how these quarterbacks work. Drew Brees is one of those guys, and that's what the greats do, playing with Tom Brady. You know, he's a guy that really, he's in the front row taking notes. Like, Tom, you've been in this offense for 17 years. What are you taking notes on? Are you just drawing stick figures on your paper right now? You can't really be taking notes. But those good quarterbacks, that's what they do, man.
Clay Harbor joining Amber Wilson and Ian Fitzsimmons here on ESPN2 and ESPN Radio. So, Clay, you mentioned there your time with the Jags. Let's talk about the Jags for a moment. Doug Peterson takes over a kind of disastrous situation, turns it around in remarkable time. Trevor Lawrence, by the end of the season, certainly looked like that dude there. Now Calvin Ridley enters the picture as a weapon for that team. What do you expect from the Jaguars this season?
Yeah, you talk about some disrespect, man. You look at the NFL top 100. Yeah, Trevor Lawrence is barely on the list. He's got some quarterbacks in front of him. I don't know what they're talking about. You look at the second half of the season last year, right? Trevor Lawrence had went 7-2. He had 15 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. He had a 70% completion percentage. He was legit the second half of the season a top 5 quarterback. I think he improves on that. You bring in Calvin Ridley. You have Christian Kirk. You have Zay Jones. You re-sign Evan Ingram. Okay, the offensive line with Cam Robinson's suspension, you know, may have some issues, but via next-gen stats, Trevor Lawrence was the third fastest quarterback in getting rid of the ball behind Tom Brady and Joe Burrow. This guy's going to get rid of the ball. Doug Peterson is an offensive mind. He played quarterback. He was an offensive coordinator, and now he's coaching his young quarterback. Trevor Lawrence, in my opinion, is a top 5 quarterback. He was a top 5 quarterback the second half of last season. You saw what he did. Everybody's talking about Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert, this guy came back from 27 points down to beat the San Diego Chargers and Justin Herbert in the playoffs. Okay, the second half of last season, Trevor Lawrence shows what he can do, and now you bring him Calvin Ridley, who's the number one receiver. I think things are going to get scary in Duval.
Over 4,100 yards passing, 25 touchdowns, 8 INTs. You're spot on, man. He's
23.
Yeah, he's scratching the surface as to how great he's going to be. Dalvin Cook has not gone in their camp yet. He has not picked where he wants to play, whether it's the Jets, going home to Miami. Who knows? In my opinion, he's just waiting later in camp, and then he's going to decide. Heck, he may have his mind made up already. You've been in a lot of training camps. Best / worst training camp memory for you?
Well, the worst one is pretty easy. I remember back in the day, you know, in Philadelphia, I played with Andy Reid for 4 seasons, and then we get Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly comes in, and he drafts Zach Ertz, who ends up being a great tight end. We sign a couple more tight ends, and I get buried in the depth chart. And Chip, because he really liked my athleticism, decided me, who's played tight end throughout all college and in the NFL, was going to be a good defensive end, outside linebacker. Okay? So this is in the NFL. This is in college. This is a real story. You can look this up. So I go in the next day. I'm trying to figure out the defensive terminology. I'm trying to pass rush Lane Johnson and Jason Peters. I don't know what I'm doing in OTAs. I'm pass rushing against these guys. And the following day, I had to go up in the office and say, hey, Chip, man, I appreciate you giving me an opportunity at defensive end. But I think the offensive side of the ball is the right way to go for me. And maybe you guys should let me go if that's not where you guys see me. And he moved me back to offense, but he didn't move me back to tight end. Now he moves me back to wide receiver because he thinks I'm fast enough to play there. So now I'm playing behind DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin at wide receiver. And that whole camp, I remember just being like, what's happening right now? Where did I go from tight end to defensive end to wide receiver? And I ended up getting released that year, but I signed to the Jacksonville Jaguars, who were first in waiver wires. And the very first play of that season, I ended up catching a pass against the Kansas City Chiefs, which happened to be Andy Reid, my coach the previous season. I remember just getting up after catching that pass and just thinking, man, Life happens fast. But it's funny, but not a terrible memory, but yeah, full story. Yeah.
Clay Harbor, former NFL tight end. Thanks so much, Clay.
I appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you.
Shocking that didn't work out better for him, Ian, frankly.
How many of us right now when we pay some bills are going to look up who the quarterback was in Jacksonville in 2013?
Right? Well, there you go. Google is your friend, but he didn't say it. That's what matters. Coming up next here on ESPNU and ESPN Radio, Kirk Cousins over Aaron Rodgers, Dak and Jared Goff over Lamar Jackson. Really? We'll get back into the NFL Top 100.
This is ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback on planet Earth, according to the guys who play around him and against him. The NFL It's top 100, which means NFL players voting on who the top 100 best players are in the National Football League. Patrick Mahomes at the top of the list. At the top of the list of quarterbacks, at the top of the list overall. Something I think we can all agree on, Ian. It's behind Patrick Mahomes in terms of quarterback that things get a little bit more interesting. Jalen Hurts comes in at number 2 on this list, 3 overall. Then you've got Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert. And I think things outside of that top 5 get even more interesting. Because for me, that top 5, and you can argue about the order of those names, but I feel like that's what we're arguing, right? Like, most people have those names in their top 5. It's the next 5 that get a little bit more unusual. With Kirk Cousins at 6, I like that. I like that he's getting the respect. I'm not sure I would have guessed that, though, frankly. Aaron Rodgers, 4-time MVP, as you correctly pointed out, 4-time MVP and Super Bowl MVP. I was only giving him 3 NFL MVPs, 4 NFL MVPs. He comes in 51st. 51st overall. I don't know if Jets fans want to hear that. 51st overall, Ian, in the entire league, 7th best quarterback.
Yeah, followed up by Dak, Jared Goff, and then Lamar Jackson to round out the top 10. And Aaron Rodgers hears everything. He won't acknowledge it, but he hears it. Mm-hmm. He's got rabbit ears, and he's kind of like LeBron James. He'll channel it and then unleash it upon you. And I think a lot of maybe his peers are looking at last season and saying, Father Time is nipping at his heels. I don't know about that. I'm not counting Aaron Rodgers out. And you know that he took note. Who's right in front of me? Kirk Cousins? Okay, Pumpkin. We'll see. Right? I mean, that's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, how many MVPs does Kirk Cousins have, right?
If exactly. You're Aaron Rodgers. But when it comes to the top 5, Amber, I'm with you. I mean, look, it amazes me every year when these lists come out how petty NFL fans can become, or just fans in general, especially Philly fans, right? They get all kinds of Betty Crocker. If you diss anybody or you know, they're anybody on their team is not number one, mm-hmm. especially their quarterback in Jalen Hurts. So you're still in the top 5. It's not a shot. You're the top 5 in the world at your craft. That's not a dig, and it's voted on by your peers, current NFL players. But the two that jumped out to me, and you mentioned Aaron Rodgers behind Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins being in the top 10 for some people is also a bit surprising. But after I'm with you. After watching Quarterback on Netflix, Peyton Manning's documentary, I mean, I'm kind of pulling for Kirk Cousins. He's a really good guy.
He's
made a
truckload
of money. But Lamar Jackson being at
10. He works so hard, too.
Yeah, no doubt. But Lamar Jackson being at 10, a former MVP, with all those weapons he has around him right now, I promise you, he took note. And the only reason I think he's at 10 is because he's been banged up. He has not been available to his team in that dash for cash, as Bill Polian once called it, when you're trying to get to the playoffs, collect those playoff bonus checks, and chase a Lombardi. He hasn't been there for his team due to injury the last 2 years. That's the only reason that I can think that Lamar Jackson is at 10 and not higher.
I feel like things have quieted down on Lamar Jackson over the last couple of years. And the only thing I can attribute that to also is the injuries. And then also maybe, you know, the hammed up injury a little bit because of the contract situation. So I think it's twofold, the contract situation and the injuries. And so you have a player who people were arguing about, I mean, practically to the death is something that we say on Joe and Amber, but people were arguing like crazy about Lamar Jackson a couple years ago. Is he a top 5? Is he not a top 5? If you said anything negative about Lamar Jackson, the phone lines would light up. If you said anything positive about Lamar Jackson, the phone lines would light up. I just feel like now at this point, for some reason, he's sort of just being forgotten about in the mix. And I think that's, you know, the lack of availability towards the end of the season, the Ravens sort of underperforming in that regard. It all seemed very different this season. If Lamar Jackson comes out after the extension and now you see Lamar Jackson back in his prime and he's able to stay healthy, then I think he catapults back into that conversation. This is a very in the moment sort of list, right? Where Jalen Hurts is 2 and Lamar Jackson is 10. You know, like this is Jared Goff is 9 on this list. It's a very this moment today, August 2023 list. And if these guys voted again in 3 months, it's going to be a different list, particularly 5 through 10.
Yeah, and we asked Mike Tannenbaum when he joined us about an hour ago about this list. And we said, look, if you could take one quarterback to win you a big game, not named Patrick Mahomes, who would you take? Here's what he said.
Justin Herbert. Felt that way since his senior at Oregon. When you look at his skill set and what he's been able to do with an offensive line that's been patchwork given Rashawn Slater's injury, I think he has it all. I think he's really John Elway when you look at his skill set, his athletic ability, his arm strength, his accuracy, his ability to process information. And if they can stay healthy, I think the Chargers will be there with the Chiefs all the way to the end this season. And I think Quentin Johnston was a huge draft choice for them because other teams just can't match up with the physicality of him and Mike Williams. And again, if Rashawn Slater can stay healthy, this team will be really hard to beat.
Not an answer you hear often, Ian, that people going with Justin Herbert, because we've been talking about it this show. People for some reason love to hate on Justin Herbert right now. Mike T has been screaming that from the mountaintops since Justin Herbert got drafted. He has always been a Justin Herbert guy.
And I'm the moron that said I wouldn't take him in the first round coming out of Oregon. I had him week one against Auburn and Derrick Brown in that remarkable defensive front. Right? If you remember that front that Auburn had, I mean, it was just they were just men among boys. And it was that Auburn front against Oregon's, you know, just talented and vaunted offensive line with Penei Sewell and Throckmorton and company. And they just went at it. And Justin Herbert was awful in that game. And he's an introvert. I'm screaming, I wouldn't take him. In the big moment, he didn't get it done. And I could not have been more of a football fool. The dude has now done things we've never seen statistically in the history of the NFL. Most completions in his first three seasons. Most touchdown passes in the first three seasons. Most 300-yard games for any quarterback to play the game in their first 3 years, minimum 100 starts. I'm an idiot. I'm an absolute football moron. And you hear Mike T, you know, over, what, three decades in front offices in the National Football League, former GM going, that's the guy I would take besides, if you can't take Mahomes, you take one guy, he went with Herbert. You're right. A lot of people would be going, what in the hell are you talking about? But for some reason, he does not get now, even now, the respect that he probably deserves.
Can I just ask you guys, because it's been brought up a couple times today, who is hating on Justin Herbert? Where is this all of a sudden, this idea that all these people are hating on Justin Herbert?
Oh, I hear it all the time.
From
if
who?
I ever talk about Justin Herbert,
everyone's
particularly
overwhelmingly positive about him all the time.
See, I don't get that sense at all. The phone line always lights up of people wanting to hate on Justin Herbert, and also Josh Allen's that player now that people think is overinflated. Josh Allen
Without
has
Brian
become
Dable.
That guy. Those two players get hated on. Everyone's so high on Jalen Hurts. Like it's Jalen Hurts is like the new Lamar to me that way, right? Where Jalen Hurts, our phone lines light up. The entire universe wants to defend Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is the greatest. Maybe Jalen Hurts should be ahead of Patrick Mahomes. Josh Allen, why is he always a two or three quarterback? He should be knocked down the list. That guy sucks. He hasn't done anything. And same with Justin Herbert. Like, I feel like that's the calls we get and sort of the narrative that surrounds those guys. And I get it to the sense that they have underperformed in the postseason based on where those
That's
expectations
right
were. Jalen didn't have those expectations going into last season. So you didn't have those expectations. He was supposed to be good. The Eagles were supposed to be good. They weren't supposed to be that. A lot of people didn't have them in the Super Bowl. There was questions about Jalen. There were questions about his arm coming into last season. People were a bit confused. Is he actually the future there in Philadelphia? Remember the season before they were questioning whether they were even going to stick with him, whether he was even going to get that opportunity moving forward, or if they were going to go a different direction? Everybody forgets that. And so then he proves himself last season. Coming into the season, he overperforms, exceeds all the expectations. And when you exceed expectations in terms of narrative, you're in a good spot.
Yeah,
so I think that's what happens around those
PC,
guys.
PC, it's a legit question, but it's because of a lack of success in the postseason. And everybody blames the quarterback, and it's not right. It's unfair because it wasn't Herbert blowing that lead against the Chargers, against the Jaguars. That was the headlines. That Justin Herbert Chargers blow, you know, 27-point lead or whatever the heck it was to the Jacksonville Jaguars. No, it wasn't Herbert that did it. The team did it. But Herbert got the blame. And that's where I think a lot of this comes from, a lack of success in the postseason. And it's wrong.
That's what happens.
The dude can sling it.
We got a break, and Ian has a read here, but you guys are so wrong on this. Like, it's making me sick at this point in time, the trying to say that people kill Herbert. That's
well,
so
well, how about
not
we
true.
Continue this?
Yes, let's do this.
We'll continue this next. But first, Ian has this word from Grainger.
For the ones who get it done, like Justin Herbert, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as success to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions, plus their commitment to being your safety partner, and it can help you Keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop on by.
This is ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
We're going to get to back to your phone calls in just a moment. ESPN Radio presented to you by Progressive Insurance, 888-SAY-ESPN. That is how you join the conversation with Amber Wilson and Ian Fitzsimmons. You can also find him on social at Ian Fitz ESPN. You can find me as well at Amber W Sports. Before we get back to your phone calls, though, Nuno Teixeira wants to chime in once again. Justin Herbert hater Nuno wants to argue that no one is hating on Herbert.
No one is hating on Herbert. Apparently, I polled the whole department. There's like five of us here. And the only person I know that hates on Herbert is Shea Cornett.
Does. Like, yes, Cornett is a Justin Herbert hater overall. Yes, she thinks he's overrated.
Last fall, I was producing Greeny's show. We literally, every time they lost, it would be like, what did Brandon Staley do? It's like, it's all about Brandon Staley. It's never been about, oh, Justin Herbert hasn't been able to accomplish, you know, take that team to the next level. It's always someone else. So, like, you know, it's anytime they talk about the prototypical, what does a quarterback look like? They show a picture of Justin Herbert, right? Mike T, you know, that's 6'5", long flowing locks, can throw the ball, you know, outside the back of the end zone. Like that, like, I don't get this. I think, and you can tell me I'm wrong, and Pat brought this up, so if I'm wrong, it's Pat's fault, that that what's happened is the perceived disrespect of you saying, hey, I want to see Hurts do this again. And it becomes everyone jumps to Herbert. Oh, you want to see Hurts do this, but Herbert hasn't had the success that Jalen Hurts has. So, like, that where I think where it becomes, this is where the Herbert hate comes from.
I think it actually ends up being more Josh Allen versus Jalen Hurts in terms of that conversation. Because you're right. People do come at me if I say, hey, I'm not ready to put Jalen as the second best quarterback in the NFL. Like, I need to see a little bit more from him. And then people go nuts because I'll have Josh Allen as a top three quarterback. And people say, what has that guy ever done? Right. And I think it becomes more of a conversation there than with Justin Herbert. Even with Justin Herbert, I could make the argument, well, the sample size is larger in terms of what he's done categorically and individually with statistics. Yes, the postseason success doesn't look the same. Jalen Hurts made it to a Super Bowl. And if that's the only barometer that we're judging quarterbacks by, and we're ignoring every other factor on the team, we're ignoring the schedules, we're ignoring the O-lines, we're ignoring the weapons, we're ignoring everything else, and we're just boiling it down to the quarterback, then there's not a real conversation to be had. Because of course, yes, it's going to be Jalen Hurts and Joe Burrow behind Patrick Mahomes, and everybody else isn't going to be part of that conversation. That's
so now,
just the reality.
Now we're punishing the guy for almost winning MVP because his team was too good? Is that what we're doing?
First of all, he didn't win MVP. Okay,
and
he didn't
almost
win the Super Bowl, Pat. So calm down, Eagles fan. Second of all,
my bad,
I
forgot because Justin Herbert didn't win anything.
Him.
Got it.
I'm punishing him because he's my, you know, fourth or fifth best quarterback in the league. I'm punishing the dude who did it for a season, who had the easiest schedule in the NFL and doing it, who had all sorts of breaks in a postseason, who was playing a 49ers team that quite literally had Christian McCaffrey throwing passes. Like, am I punishing Jalen Hurts? No, I'm just saying that things lined up very, very well for Jalen Hurts in making it to a Super Bowl. So if that's the only barometer to judge quarterbacks, then fine. Trent Dilfer is the best quarterback of all time. Like, what are we doing? Look, Super Bowls aren't the only barometer here, people. It's stupid.
To me. It really is.
And Dan Marino sucks, by the way, by Pat Costello standards.
You've got a Herbert, by his peers, ranked as the fifth best quarterback in the league, in the world. And yet, you know, it's not good enough. And Jalen Hurts is ranked second, and we're going, well, he's only done it for 1 year. And then, PC, you just jumped in and kind of took a shot at Herbert, yet you're saying there's no Herbert haters out there. To me, the Herbert aspect when it comes to negativity is from not moving on in the postseason, and that drives me nuts because it's not just about a quarterback. You got 21 other starters out there. You've got to overcome a head coach as well. And I know you brought up Staley gets a lot of hate, and he should. And a lot of people question the decisions he makes going forward on his own 18-yard line with a playoff berth on the line deep in the fourth quarter, and you took the ball out of Herbert's hands. I understand Staley gets a ton of blame, but so does Justin. You didn't see Chargers blow lead to Jaguars. You saw Herbert blows lead against the Jaguars. Mm-hmm. And that's the only knock on Herbert right now, is that he has not been able to, along with his teammates, survive in advance in the postseason, whereas a lot of these other quarterbacks we're talking about with the NFL Network's top 100 players list coming out this morning, a lot of them have. Herbert hasn't.
All right, let's get back to the phone lines. I've had enough of Nuno and Pat for right now. 888 to ESPN.
Portuguese moonshine.
888-729-3776. Walt. Walt is calling us from Alabama. Hey, Walt, thanks for sitting on hold. Go ahead. Did I lose Walt? Walt gave up on me?
Probably.
All right, moving on. Montreal is calling from North Carolina. Hey, Montreal, thanks for the call again. Go ahead.
Hey, real quick, guys, I appreciate it. Love the show. But just listening to everybody, I think Herbert and Hurts are great quarterbacks. But what I found out, it sounds like people give Herbert credit for some of the things, excuses around, like the offensive line, some of the other things. But he has great talent around him, just like Hurts does. I think it sounds like, coming from a lot of callers, I don't think you're hating on Jalen, but it sounds like everybody doesn't want to give him the due credit and say he needs a bigger sample size. Just looking at guys, a great question. I think the executives and the players got it right. That means a lot when it comes to how we judge these guys. But both great quarterbacks. Love listening to you guys. Have a great day.
Herbert does have a lot of talent around him. I'm not going to sit here and suggest that Herbert doesn't have talent around him. He's got a ton of talent around him. Now, it's had some very key injuries over the last two seasons around him, and it's that coaching staff that I have some questions about. We'll see what it looks like now with Kellen Moore. It is a talented roster, though, the Chargers.
Oh, no doubt, and they added talent. I mean, Quentin Johnston is going to be an absolute matchup nightmare with Mike Williams on the other side, the first-round draft pick wide receiver out of TCU. He's a mountain of a man and can fly. And then you take Darius Davis, also out of TCU in the fourth round, who is an exceptional return man and a playmaker. And he hit 22 miles per hour on his GPS. And, you know, and that's his tracking devices that all the college and pro players wear now. I mean, look, they added to the arsenal that Herbert has. And I'm expecting big things this year. But until the team, not just the quarterback, but until the team does it, there's always going to be doubters.
How many miles per hour do you think Ian Fitzsimmons would hit?
After 16 surgeries on my right foot, if I were to hit 3, I'd be shocked.
Miz is calling us from Boston. Hey, Miz, thanks for the call. Go ahead.
Hi, first time, long time. I just want to start off by saying, Amber, I'm a big fan, and I absolutely love your eyes.
Oh, thanks, Miz. I appreciate you.
I'll get to my point. This is my list of quarterbacks. It goes Mahomes number one, Burrows, Allen, Jackson, Herbert, then Hurts at number six. And the reason why Hurts is at number six is because he's only done it for 1 year. And where Herbert, he had 25 passing touchdowns this year, and the year before he had 38 passing touchdowns. And he had over 5,000 passing yards. And I think for Hurts to climb to the top of the list, he needs to develop his passing game a little more, because he only had Hurts had under 4,000 passing yards in 2022. So I think once Hurts could get over like that 4,500 passing yards, I think then we could probably rank him in the top five. But till then, I have him at number six. Thank you. Goodbye.
He combined for 4,500 yards.
Yeah,
when 760 ran for like threw for like what 37
right,
something.
That's the thing with Hurts' stats is you have to look at what he did on the ground as well. Yeah. And I mean that's with any dual threat quarterback, right? And that's just the reality of Jalen Hurts. But to that caller's point, there were actual questions about his arm at one point. Remember that whole thing and the accuracy? And yes, we're a year and a half removed from that. He quieted that conversation. He solved that problem this past season. I would have him in the top five. That caller dared to put him outside the top six. People are going to go nuts on that caller if they have his handle. Because I just feel like Jalen is that guy now. Like he's Lamar Jackson a few years ago. You know, one of these quarterbacks that most people, that there's a lot of fans. A lot of people are not just Eagles fans. Like a lot of people believe in Jalen Hurts. He's a very, very likable dude. He's very
easy to like.
That was
Josh Allen coming out of Wyoming. He completed like 56% of his passes at Wyoming. Now look at him.
And now look at him. Coming up next, because Nuno's yelling, we have to break in my ear.
This is ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
888-SAY-ESPN. That is how you join the conversation here on ESPN Radio. ESPN Radio presented to you by Progressive Insurance. Let's hop to some of these phone calls. I'm a little worried because I could hear Nuno there during the break, Ian, and I heard him say to a caller, so are you trying to defend her or are you saying she's wrong? And I'm guessing he's talking about me. And hot tip, I feel like Nuno would be more likely to put your call through if you say I'm wrong.
Either one of us. Yeah.
Right. Yes.
No. I'm equal. If they want to say they agree with you, if they want to say you're wrong, I just want to know where they're going with it.
If they call in and they tell you that you're right, do you move them to the top of the list and then highlight
that
their
I'm
call?
Right? No, because it's not about me being right. It's about the show sounding good. That's all that matters.
I also know that I'm right. I know I'm right, so I don't need a caller to defend me.
If Pat is screening the calls, all the Eagles fans straight to the top. But let's go ahead and get to some of these phone calls. 888-SAY-ESPN. Jason is calling from my neck of the woods in Florida. Hey, Jason, what's up? Go ahead.
Amber, my sister, how you doing? Ian, what's up, guys? I am absolutely blown away because all I hear all the time is the players talk about Lamar Jackson is the hardest quarterback to prepare for. So what in the world is he doing at 10 on this list? It makes no sense to me. He is impossible. He's a one-man show. Guys don't know what to do with him. When you see him and he's got no weapons around him, he's making it happen all by himself for the most part. It is amazing to me that he is that low because of one bad season he got hurt. The guy is fantastic. You cannot stop him. Behind Patrick Mahomes, there is nobody better than Lamar Jackson.
Two seasons with injuries, but I agree with Jason wholeheartedly. Like, to me, the most shocking component of the NFL's top 100, where NFL players voted on their own peers for the top 100 players in the league, the most surprising part of this list in terms of the quarterbacks was Lamar Jackson. As the 10th best quarterback in the league, as the 72nd best player in all of football across positions. Ian, I'm with Jason. All I ever hear is how hard he is to cover and how hard he is to plan for. I was surprised that the guys in the league were putting him that low.
I was surprised Kirk Cousins was ahead of Aaron Rodgers. And then on Lamar Jackson, I said this earlier and I'll say it again now. The only thing that I can think of as to why his peers had him behind guys like Jared Goff, who had an outstanding year last year, Jared Goff, a lot of people don't realize, was sixth in the league in passing yards, 29 touchdowns to 7 INTs. That's a better touchdown to INT ratio than Josh Allen had. So, you know, I mean, and Josh Allen was behind him in overall passing yards. But still, the only thing that I can see keeping Lamar Jackson from being higher on this list, as voted on again by his peers in the NFL, current players, is that he was not available in the last month of the season when you need your star franchise quarterback the most in back-to-back years. He was unavailable in a playoff push. That's the only thing I can think of.
It, me too, because he started the season part of that MVP conversation last season. And so I think that this is, we're talking about this list being a very living in the moment kind of thing. I think we mean like literally living in the moment. Not just like last season as a whole, but coming off of how last season ended. And then that's how all these guys get ranked. 888-SAY-ESPN. Gerald is calling us from Louisiana. Hey, Gerald.
Hey, good morning to y'all. I've been listening just for a few minutes, and I just wanted to say, you know, I know this list can be subjective because everyone's a fan of certain quarterbacks, right? And you can look at their body of work. You can look at the single thing they've done. You can look at the team effort, and it still can be subjective. And any of those guys in the top five, you could take and have a winning franchise, no doubt. No doubt Patrick Mahomes is number one because why? He's got two Super Bowls. But I don't think Joe Burrow gets enough love. I mean, this guy is right there. He is like the second coming of Joe Montana, but he's better. And I'm predicting he's going to be in the Super Bowl this year. And I love Jalen Hurts, but he still needs another year or two to see if he's, you know, going to be on that list. And obviously the list is for last year. It's not for the last 3 years. And Herbert is fantastic, but the Chargers, when you think of them and the Chargers, people don't see the Chargers in the Super Bowl. Maybe it's coaching. Something's lacking there. Herbert is fantastic, no doubt. Josh Allen, fantastic. But to me, and I'll end it with this, that Joe Burrow just doesn't get the love that he deserves, and I think he is outstanding. And I would probably take him over Patrick Mahomes. You know, and like you said, it's a subjective list, and you go by what they did. But to me, Joe Burrow is going to be the leader of the pack here in the next few years. And I'll just hang up and listen to you guys.
Go Tigers, Gerald.
For me, Joe Burrow is the second best quarterback in the NFL. Easy. And the reason that I have him above Jalen Hurts is because, yes, they both made it to a Super Bowl. Joe Burrow made it to a Super Bowl on a team nobody expected to be there. Nobody. I mean, Gerald, he really elevated. Now, given some of that, also, they ended up being the healthiest team in that postseason. Obviously, the chips have to fall how the chips have to fall for these teams. There's always a little luck involved. Joe Burrow had a very healthy Bengals team that season during a difficult season for everybody health-wise. But nevertheless, him making it to a Super Bowl with that team, getting the best of Patrick Mahomes three times, the only quarterback to do that. I get he doesn't play defense, but I feel like all of that matters. To me, Joe Burrow is the second best.
Amber, Gerald is obviously an LSU fan.
Right.
Gerald probably has a life-size cutout of Joe Burrow somewhere in his bedroom, maybe on his ceiling. Because to say Joe Burrow doesn't get enough credit and Joe Burrow isn't recognized,
gets a ton of credit.
Stop it. Joe Burrow is beloved and gets a ton of credit.
Tons.
So 2019, live in the moment, Gerald. Go Tigers.
I just don't, maybe because people aren't talking about Joe Burrow the same way right now that they're talking about Jalen Hurts. Like, Jalen Hurts is above Joe Burrow on this list. So maybe that's what this is in reference to. Again, this list from the other NFL players feels very much like living in the moment. Coming up next, we are 30 days away from NFL season. What are you most excited about?
This is ESPN Radio. More next.